Luis Jimenez. This is Peter Birmingham, beginning an interview with Luis Jimenez in Tucson, Arizona, 1985. Luis, we were talking about your early years in this country. You were born in El Paso 45 years ago, and you were telling me about your parents, who part of your roots are in Mexico and part in Texas. Could you tell me, summarize that again for me, just briefly?
Okay, I was born in El Paso, Texas. I was delivered by a Japanese doctor right before Pearl Harbor, and he split right after that. that's what I have no bearing to the art world, but it was always interesting. Both sides of my family came from Mexico during the 20s, when there was an awful lot of upheaval in Mexico, and you had a mass immigration into the United States. On my father's side, his mother, my grandmother, was a bookkeeper in Mexico and actually was a career woman. She didn't have my dad until she was 40 years old. His father was quite a bit older, and in fact had had a whole other family before. And he died when my father was 5 years old. When my dad was 9 years old, after having gone through a whole series of schools in Mexico, where my grandmother put him in school because she really very much believed in education, as she had been raised in a Protestant mission in San Luis Potosí, and so that's where she had gotten her education at a time when women were not educated in Mexico. And so I also come from this long family of what is really a minority within a minority, which are Mexican Protestants. And they're called Hallelujahs. It's a whole different bag in a way.
Like refugees.
They are. You know, it's so my dad came to the United States when he was 9. He was actually not legal in the United States until right after I was born, which is another thing that's sort of not really too relevant in a way. I mean, it's certainly nothing I was aware of as a kid, but was a fact. On my mother's side of the family, they left when Villa came through the north. As my mother put it, her dad was the mayor of a little town in Chihuahua called Mioqui, and of course they were the targets for the Villa forces. And the other part of it, and of course, you know, Villa was never very popular around the house for that reason, but the other part of it was that they were also of European stock. On her mother's side, they were Dufaux, and even though her father's name was Franco, on her mother's side they were Dufaux, and before that her grandmother's maiden name was Benculturier. So they had evidently, there had been some French in there probably, who knows, when Maximilian was there, I don't know. But the point is, they had to get out of Mexico. They went to the United States. As far as a kind of artistic legacy, there certainly was a tradition of craftsmanship on both sides of the family that I feel was very important in my own development. My mother's father was a Finnish carpenter in the United States, and was actually very highly regarded as such at a time when people took more pride in craft. Her brother, who is her only living brother right now, became a very skilled craftsman making metal letters. I mean, he was the best in town. So there was a tradition of working, of taking pride in craft. My own mother's family also had a pretty rough time, as a lot of people did during those years, but they came in from Mexico and of course hit the Depression, and she was one of a family of 9 children, and only 3 made it to adults, but the oldest one died when he was around 21, so really, I mean, 25, something like that, so really they had to go through some pretty hard times. On my father's side of the family, while his father was a bookkeeper, he was also a glassblower, and he made little glass figurines. The little glass figurines were around when my father was growing up and were an influence on him, because he actually, his father had courted my grandmother with the little glass figurines. He had made some bullfight scene and a cockfight and there were various other little things that my father still remembered.